This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN Chief Antonio Guterres reiterated his warning on Thursday against a full-scale assault on Rafah as aid teams issued new urgent appeals for safe passage throughout Gaza to replenish dangerously low stocks of life-saving supplies. In a call for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages still held in Gaza, the Secretary-General told Arab League leaders at a summit in Bahrain that nothing justified the collective punishment of Palestinians.
Of course, nothing can justify the abhorrent 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, and nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Any assault on Rafah is unacceptable. It would inflict another surge of pain and misery when we need a surge in life-saving aid.
Echoing the Secretary-General's concerns, the UN World Food Programme, WFP, issued a new warning about looming famine in Gaza, saying that food and fuel stocks will run out in a matter of days. The WFP said that since the 6th of May, it had not been able to access and receive aid from Kerem Shalom Crossing in southern Gaza. The UN agency also noted that any further escalation of hostilities in Gaza could bring aid operations to a complete standstill. WFP has provided special nutritional foods to pregnant and breastfeeding women, along with children under five across Gaza. But the UN agency said that as of the 11th of May, distributions have been suspended in Rafah and are only ongoing in Khan Yunis and Deir el-Balah in a limited way. In northern Gaza, WFP also warned that rates of acute malnutrition among under two-year-olds doubled from 15% in January to 30% in March. The UN's top human rights official, Volker Turk, has welcomed the jailing of a former Gambian politician for crimes against humanity. In a statement on Thursday, the High Commissioner for Human Rights noted the conviction of Usman Sonko, once Minister of Interior of the Gambia. He was convicted in connection with unlawful killings, torture and arbitrary detention committed between 2000 and 2016. Mr. Sonko's conviction and sentencing to 20 years in prison are significant advances for victims in their pursuit of justice for serious crimes and other human rights violations during the rule of former President Yahya Jammeh, Mr. Turk said. The UN rights chief also hailed the verdict as a major global step in the fight against impunity, which showed that perpetrators of grave crimes can be held to account beyond their country's borders through fair trials in other states. Climate news now, and the UN Weather Agency, WMO, has confirmed that we've just had the warmest April on record. This was the 11th month in a row of record global temperatures, the World Meteorological Organization said on Wednesday, adding that sea surface temperatures also hit a new high for the past 13 months. Historic data shows that April 2024 was almost 1.6 degrees Celsius warmer than the April average for 1850 to 1900. Greenhouse gases created by human activity are partly to blame for the continuing warmer temperatures, but so too was the naturally occurring El Niño weather phenomenon, the WMO said, adding that a similar heat streak happened during the strong El Niño event of 2015 to 2016. According to the UN agency, the record temperatures were accompanied by extreme weather events, and they're going to become more common. These high-impact events, as they're known, include South America's warmest April on record and Europe's second warmest, drought in southern Africa, and extreme rainfall across the Arabian Peninsula. Daniel Johnson, UN News.